All right. Who just joined us, by the way?
Hi, this is my first time joining a game chat, so...
welcome.
My username is Cauldronon. It's basically what I go by online everywhere. My name is Andrew.
Okay, Andrew.
Heard about game chat through Game Church from there's an episode of their podcast that, I forget her name, but now that, you know, the organizer of Game Chat was on that and talked about it, so...
Well, let Stephanie know that she's forgettable.
I'm bad with names. We can place the blame on me. I'm fine with that.
We'll talk. Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, so when I joined the group, it was halfway through the Batman thing, and I figured I didn't want to jump into a game partway through, so I am picking up with Orwell.
Good. Cool. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you're an East or West Coaster or?
East Coast, near Philadelphia.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I'm in Ben Salem. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Lansdale.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And I have no idea where any of those are.
That's all right. Totally fine.
You start yapping with Stephanie about Boston, and I'm like, totally.
But see, I won't be completely lost there because I spent 6 months in Boston and my sister lives there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very good.
So she's in Brookline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Orwell.
Yeah.
Interesting. First, yeah. I texted Steph after we started, and I said, boy, this game isn't relatively new, but it's very topical.
Yeah.
They've had some foresight in this game. We'll start with Chris. What do you think?
I'm enjoying the game. I didn't want to really stop after day three because it was going so well for me. the one thing that I did notice. And that I probably should have paid more attention to this. And I blame lack of sleep and not really being 100% aware. But there are points in time where there's some information that you can give Stimes, or however you pronounce his name there. Where you can choose whether to give him information or not that could potentially have a different outcome. Like when the first one, was when the hacker was talking to Nina, and he was saying that he was going to hack the party's website. And then, you know, I gave that information over. And then Stimes put a stop to that. And I'm kind of wondering, it's like, should I have done that? Or should I have just let it play out and see what happens and see if Nina would have changed or would have reacted differently? And then the other one was when Nina was talking to Juliet about trying to find a safe place to hide out in a while, and then that she was taking her gun with her, and she was sneaking out the back window.
Right.
And, you know, kind of wondering if that information wasn't passed along, if she would have been able to have kind of safely escaped. Because I also didn't anticipate that the hacker may have infiltrated Orwell as well and was able to see the information that we were passing on.
That's interesting perspective. I didn't think of that one.
Or, you know, he infiltrated the police, and because they're passing that information along, he was able to intercept it that way. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the more, I guess, if my memory serves me correct, those are the more two immediate ramifications of your A-B choices.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple that I wish there were a little more of that. a lot of it was just straight, just, all right, if it's highlighted in blue, pass it along. And even Steins gets on your case if you start giving mundane information.
The other thing that I was kind of confused about, too, was the conflicting statements. And it was like, so I guess I'm not supposed to pass this information along and kind of determine with myself on whether or not, or you know, you kind of have to like pick between the two and send that information over, depending on like how you feel or how you think that's going to affect the investigation. And I'm still not completely 100% clear on like what the proper course is with the conflicting statements.
Yeah, what was your experience, Andrew?
I only managed to play the first 2 days. I'm not worried about spoilers, so it's okay if you like. Like some of the stuff you're talking about with Nina, like I haven't seen yet. Like by the end of day two, I knew who Nina was, but hadn't like actually started gathering information from her.
Yep.
And so you know, like I was curious about how it was all going, and you know, my biggest sort of reaction going in was like, you know, but at the end of the first day, you like that one woman gets arrested, and I'm forgetting all the character names already, even though I played it like 3 hours ago. Yeah. Like I said, bad with names. And you know, like at the end of the first day, all the evidence that I had, that I'd actually seen and put into the system, was like, okay, clearly this woman is an advocate and has some fairly strong feelings, but there's also like nowhere near enough evidence that I personally would feel like it was justified to arrest her. And so then it was like, okay, but I don't have any agency in that decision. So I'm like collecting all this information and I don't get to do anything with it. And that made me sort of like seriously consider whether it would be useful or helpful or possible to just like deliberately not feed more information. But then I'd get to a lot of points where I'd have to click through all the articles and conversations I could find looking for the like data segments that were missing because the story wasn't advancing and Symes wasn't talking to me anymore. So it's like, in order to play the game, you have to submit all this information, but like if submitting the information leads to decisions that I, as an individual, am not okay with, it's like, it's a weird tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's actually, I kind of agree that that's probably built in that
yes,
Steins is not asking you, you know, advice at arresting anyone, but they're sort of forcing you through whether or not what information you choose to move forward with,
mm-hmm,
to take a path and choose I don't want to say a moral choice, but make a sort of like, you know, or you're, you know, how do you see your role as what you're doing? Are you just doing research and, you know, 100%, you know, I'm sticking to my job and, you know, if I find something, I forward it, period. If I find something, I forward it, and not making that moral or what you perceive to be a moral choice in not moving something forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got stuck at the end of day two until it wouldn't move on, and I'm like, what's going on? And then there was one thing on the band page I was missing.
Yeah.
That bothered me too, because it's like you're going through and it's showing that, oh, there's an update on this page, and it's like you click on it and it's, I've already looked through this, there's nothing else. And then you have to advance through the pictures, and then, oh, you can scroll down, and there's actually comments on here.
Right. And there were a couple times, like, with the company pages and stuff, where you actually have to go through the pages of the site.
Yep.
And, like, it took me a little while to catch onto that. So there were a couple times where it was, like, a little bit difficult to actually find the thing I was supposed to be looking for.
The other thing that was bothering me, too, was during, like, the text sessions or the phone calls, and there's, like, important information coming up, and you submit it over, and then Steins is, like, interrupting you as you're trying to pay attention to what's going on. And he's constantly talking. I'm like, yeah, okay, go away so I can keep listening here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, what was it? Day two with the... yeah, I chose to wait to the end of the conversation before I told him about the hack into the website.
Okay.
I wanted to see how Mina reacted. She sort of, like, bought into it. She kind of liked the hack. And, of course, you know, you go look at the website afterwards. But, yeah, I sort of... That was the... And I did that kind of... It wasn't intentional. I did that kind of by mistake. I didn't really, you know... I just sort of said, okay, I'll come back to it and you know, look at it after all the text goes flying by.
So what was the hack that they did?
He goofed on the picture, on the woman's picture, and it changed her biography to all kinds of snarky stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, nothing really, you know, too dangerous.
Is that a different thing from when he hacks the Thoughts website?
Yes.
Okay, because I saw that one. For a second I was like, it'd be really interesting. It sounds like it's not what happened, but it'd be really interesting if, like by the time he hacks the Thoughts website, like, I hadn't even heard the name Nina yet. So, like, it'd be really interesting if you could have discovered Nina and then have all those things, like, before that happened. But, like, if they're two different hacks, then that's not what actually went on.
Yeah.
I think the Thoughts website was now this could maybe worth replay, but I the first time I visited, only the eighth entry was live. Yeah, everything else was archived off.
Mm-hmm.
I think when he restored it, he restored some of the
earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like after the hacker does his stuff, and then I guess Harrison. Mm-hmm. Restores it, then like later on, Article 5 becomes accessible.
Yeah,
but some of the other ones are still archived.
Yes, so it's not your imagination. And as you move through and discover one thing about Article 5 and interact somewhere, mm-hmm. then another one will. You know, he's like doing them one by one. I guess So that was interesting. That was like a slow, you know, peel of the onion there, sort of like.
Mm-hmm.
Letting you into that.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it needs a little bit more. If I had my druthers, didn't seem to be a lot of, like, the yellow choices. You know?
Yeah.
And it was a little unclear when and how they had an effect. Like, you know, toward the end of day one, I was pretty confident that the first person you're investigating is not actually the bomber. So, you know, I deliberately chose, like, there was the conflicting information about her attacking the cop. And you could basically either submit her statement about how she, like, bashed his head in, or her friend's statement about how she did it to defend her. And I deliberately submitted the one about how she defended her because I wanted to, like, be putting in the information that corroborated the idea that she was innocent.
Yeah.
But then she got arrested anyway.
Yeah, I did the same too. So I don't. So yeah, that's
yeah. It was weird though, because it's like, you know, you were conflicted with whether or not to turn Cassandra in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you could clearly tell that there was some mental issues going on with this character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, well, you know, it's really hard to know whether or not she had any involvement with it, just with the way she's acting. But, you know, I'm still going to play the benefit of the doubt. They did admit that she did it to protect her friend. So mm-hmm. I'd rather throw that in there than actually make her out to be, you know, the evil person, really.
Right. And, like, she clearly has ties to this organization that may still be involved, but... Yeah. It's also pretty clear that, like, she's not the mastermind here. So then and it's like, you know, if I were the one calling the shots, I'd want to reach out to her and try and talk to her.
Yeah.
But not arrest her.
Exactly. You know, on the other hand, too, is like you show that she was protecting someone. so that they're not going to be as hard on her as they could be if you submitted the, like, confession that she bashed the guy's skull in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then with them treating her differently, they may be able to pull more information out of her.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was like, kind of taken back when they arrested her. I was like, you know, we got, you know, I was, you know, I got caught thinking like a cop, you know, thinking,
yeah,
well, you know, we got something, you know, we definitely, you know, it's definitely because I thought that, you know, we're, by arresting her, you're revealing your hand a little too early.
Yeah.
That was what I was like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we can bring her in for talk, you know, another talk before we arrest her. But that seemed a little, at the time, to me, it seemed a little heavy-handed. It didn't warrant our arrest. We knew we had the goods on her, you know, about the cop thing. So, you know, you use that as, in my mind, it was like, well, we use this as leverage.
Yeah. You know? And I mean, the worst thing, too, is like, you know, they're saying it's like, oh, she's known to the police and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, she only has one record on her file. Mm-hmm. So it's not like that she's like this known to police because she's been in trouble for all these years type of thing. It's just she had this one run-in, and now she's just marked as a criminal no matter what at this point.
Yeah, it does a really good job on showing how things can be shaded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it, you know, there's the factual evidence, and then there's the shading of it, or the spin of it that, you know, like,
yeah.
So, and that's very involving. I like that aspect. You know, it sort of gives me the squirms when I'm looking at the information, deciding what to put in.
Right.
It's like, I understand what's, you know.
Yeah, it's like, it's not good, but it's compelling because, like, you want to, you know, wrestle with this, and you have to wrestle with difficult ideas, but then you're just sitting there going, like, I still feel like I'm on the inside of this, and I feel guilty. Especially, like, when Symes is, like, interrogating Cassandra over the phone, I just, like, my skeleton leapt out of my body and left the room. It's just like, no, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, it's definitely, I guess, you know.
Go ahead.
Obviously, it was intentional.
Right.
That he went so hardball, and it's like, you know, it's like, I wouldn't have played it like that. I would have, you know, again, you maybe I watched too many, you know, cop story shows or something, you know, or detective stories where it's like, you know, you don't, you know, come in, hey, we got the goods on you now, tell us everything you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's you gotta, you know, there's better ways of drawing that information out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all you basically know is that she's a part of this group, and you're not really at that point, you're not really quite sure if that group is responsible, but you're mm-hmm. trying to, you know, trustable leads. So I would have slow played that interview.
I know, it's like, this game too was just the whole time was, well, it looks like it was some other group. No, it looks like it's this group. No, it looks like it was some other group. No, it looks like it was this person within this group. No, they were just being brainwashed. No, they actually were the people from behind it the whole time. I'm like, geez, will you kind of like stick to one angle here and you know, kind of go with it rather than going back and forth?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, I guess there's a meaning to the game's madness on that. I mean, I really sense that they're trying to illustrate that. The rush to judgment kind of thing. Mm. And I think the way we could have made a game a little different and or better that if you to put more of the judgment in your seat
on how
to proceed.
Or, you know, like it was a little bit strange that, you know, this caretaker guy was basically watching you every step of the way. So every time you entered a new piece of information, he was like, oh, well, I guess that means something. Whereas what feels maybe more realistic would be you spend a good part of the day gathering all this information, and then you sort of like submit a report of like, okay, well, I found these three things that seem to support our original idea, and then I found these five things that seem to say, no, that's not what's true. So let's like balance those all out together all at once, rather than, oh, so he retired from teaching. Well, then I guess he's not involved anymore. Oh, but he still writes these articles on the website, so maybe he is involved. And it's just like the right. Symes character is the one who's constantly flip-flopping on his judgment.
Yeah.
Like every time you throw in a new piece of data.
You know what he thinks about coincidences too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great point, Andrew. I think a decent or better feature in this game is at the end of every day, instead of it giving you the report, you sit down with all the stuff you've collected, mm-hmm. and the game tells you, okay, now you need to, out of the blue facts, you need to pick out 5 or something. And out of the yellow things, you have to, obviously you make a choice of the yellow things, so that plays into it automatically. So you build the report that goes up to Stimes, you know, instead of just submitting everything and then having Stimes make the decision.
Yeah, it's just, that was kind of one of the you know, one of the things I didn't like too, is that it was just like immediate, and it's, you know, it would have been nice to have like kind of like a report where you pull out all the information, throw it all into a report, and then at the end of the day, you go through and double check all the information that you gathered, and then you're able to submit something along, you know, up to them and be like, this is what I found.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, especially the day 3. It's after your experience, I guess, was it day 2 with the, what was the first one? Like, oh, with the hacking of the website. I didn't report it, and he kind of got slightly annoyed at me for not reporting it right away.
Yeah.
But nothing more than that. And he just theorizes that, you know, I wanted to see, which is, you know, kind of what I wanted to see what Nina would say.
Yep.
You know, it's again, slow play it, let it play out, you know?
Right.
But then there's in day 2, is the second bombing in day 2?
Yes.
I think it's actually at the end of day 1.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
It's like right after you arrest Cassandra.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Taking her off the hook for the bombing, yeah.
Right. So then that's when Symes shifts from, well, clearly we found our culprit, to, okay, well, she didn't do that one, but I bet she's still involved.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, yeah, it almost like felt like, yeah, same.
It's like Symes. Confirmation bias.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure that's built in to make you rethink your choices. Mm-hmm. But things heat up in day 3.
I'm looking forward to following it along, because as much as, like I said, some of the stuff makes me feel kind of icky, I still am like hooked on the story already.
Yeah, and
with Nina's investigation, there really is a lot of things of where you come to find out who she is, and it's like, Do I press the matter and, you know, not instigate, but can't think of the word right now, but like, do I prod her along more, mm-hmm. or do I hold back a little bit, or like, it's really hard to like decide what information you want to input into the system.
Yeah, it definitely. Mm-hmm. The information takes 2 prongs, and it's, you know, and it's really tough, you know, because the lesser evil prong doesn't necessarily, in my what I was thinking, doesn't necessarily absolve her of anything,
yeah.
or take her off the list. It just softens it has a softening effect, but it really doesn't. It's not like creating an alibi or anything. You know, it might create a, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it creates about a 4 doubt. You know, not really a lot of doubt, but, you know, okay.
Yeah. I'm curious, though, with Franco, with what your choices with Nina was.
All right, close your ears, Andrew.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
On the fault. All right. I was really I was trying to find out as much as I could before I decided on the job history versus the 7 weeks out on disability.
Yeah.
I was really trying to hopefully find another piece of information that definitely pointed me in one direction or another. But it was like the game wouldn't move any further. So it's like, all right, I got to make a choice. So I went with the for work history for those the three dates in question. I said, yeah, she was at these because I was thinking, what are the odds that she gets three employers to lie for her?
Yeah.
So it's like she probably was at these three is on these three dates. So and that discounts her 7 weeks out of disability for being ordered not to do anything for 7 weeks. And then what was the other big? Oh, with the final conversation, I reported everything.
Okay.
Because it's happening live. It's happening.
Yeah,
you know.
I know. So it's like I wonder if by not reporting her actions, if there is a different outcome there.
Andrew, that's your job.
Yeah.
Just let the text scroll by. That's, yeah. But in the end, I felt bad in the end, and I'm like, she chose to pick up the gun.
Yeah.
She didn't have to.
That's true.
You know, it's,
yeah.
I'm like, and then, yeah, so. I was really, I did feel, you know, it's like, it's like you wanted to jump in on the phone conversation. It's like, Nina, don't take the gun. The cops are waiting for you.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, it's hard, though, because she's basically the one that planted the bomb there.
It's, yeah, it looks that way.
I mean, it certainly does look that way. So it's kind of like, well, it sucks that she's gone, but
yeah,
she kind of deserved it. And
it definitely, you know what? It would not surprise me on day four they throw a boomerang at you.
Oh, yeah.
And say, oh, she just panicked, you know.
Yeah.
But it's funny, but, you know, and then double back and say all the work records were faked and all the, and it's actually the hacker doing it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah!
I know.
I haven't, the guy in the band, I haven't left off the hook.
Yeah, even though he's kind of apologized for
yeah, I think for everything. He's being too much of a double,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And his record with women doesn't help that.
No, not at all.
He's like, he's stringing along like five different girls.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You know what? That doesn't help my confidence in you, pal. I'm definitely keeping my eye on you. So, yeah, very interesting. I was just, the interface, at first I thought the interface was kind of clunky, but once I got used to it, and realizing that when you hovered over, I don't know if you noticed, when you hover over a blue thing, it tells you whose tab it should go on.
Right.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. And that helps you, like, and it'll tell you if it's going to create a profile for a new person, if it associates with a new person, or like, you know, a little bit more of the specifics of how it's going to record it in the system, because it doesn't, like, snatch the quote verbatim.
Right. It'll tell you, yeah, how it implicates. Now I got to pay attention to that. I really should, because it tells you how it implicates the record.
Mm-hmm. And I like that, you know, when you hover over a conflicting one, it can, like, you can click a thing to have it jump to the other thing it relates to. Or it'll,
yeah.
What's a little bit weird from a realism perspective, but really helpful from a gameplay perspective, is if you've only discovered one of the two conflicting statements and you hover over it, it'll tell you, like, you know, conflicts with some unknown data chunk.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, how does the system know that there's a statement that conflicts with this, but it doesn't know what the statement is?
Exactly.
But, like, it's you know, every game has to make some
accommodations
and accommodations for gameplay mechanics Exactly. Yeah.
Deus Ex
Machina.
Yeah.
The other thing that was striking to me that, like, I can't think of a better way to do it, and it has to be one of the hard parts from a game design perspective, is there are a few data chunks here and there that are, like, deliberately red herrings where, like, it's not actually useful information. Like, the first one I found was on Cassandra's page. There's something about how she, like, lives in Wonderland.
Yeah.
And you can put that in the system, and Symes is like, seriously? Do you think she actually lives in Wonderland? Try and give me useful data. And the only other one that I saw that, like, was obviously a red herring to me was there was a thing in their, like, Facebook knockoff conversation where Cassandra and Juliet are talking, and Cassandra's, like, begging her to come out and hang out with her that night, and Juliet refers to that as, like, cruel torture or something.
Yeah.
And that's marked as something you can put into the system, but if you put it into the system, it makes the association that Cassandra likes to torture her friends. Like, it doesn't recognize the sarcasm of that thing. And it's interesting that they put some of those in there to make you be more attentive and not just, like, scroll through, look for highlights, and click and drag them over. But at the same time, I kind of wish there were a way to make it force you to really process all the information. Because I definitely still spent a lot of time scrolling, and then, like, when I found one of the data chunks, I'd sort of, like, scan around it to contextualize it and then throw it in, rather than, like, reading articles or reading the full discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I ended up doing the latter, actually. Yeah, you were more thorough. I was like, okay, everything goes in the bin. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it was at first, but it got to the point where I was like, okay, I need to actually pay more attention to what's going on here.
Yeah. So again, like, you know, I can't imagine a way to do that where, like, you know, because in reality what would happen is you just, like, you're just pulling up articles and loading these websites and reading them and, you know, highlighting the interesting stuff yourself. But I can't imagine designing the back end of the code for the game to let the player throw in any arbitrary clip from any article in the game, and, like, be able to make something useful of it or detect, like, no, this is trash.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just can't imagine how to design that system, so I understand why that's, you know, accommodations for the sake of fun gameplay.
Yeah, and how lucky were, I mean, it took me a while on the professors, on the course listings to find the right one.
Yeah. I got a little bit lucky with that because, you know, mostly by chance I had noted the date of the blog post on the thought site that he had written.
Ah.
So he had written something in, like, June 2016.
So you went right to summer,
so,
right?
So I went right to summer 2016 and found his name.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, I found the information for Juliet and threw that in there and was like, okay, well, I found the thing here and jumped out, and then I realized I had to go back in to find the thing for Harrison. So.
I know, I was looking through that and I was looking through everything. I went, wait, I should probably be looking for this teacher and then going through there. And then I just kind of narrowed it. I went down the list and was able to find it that way. The one thing I'm kind of wondering, though, is because when it adds more people to the list, are you then able to, like, start investigating them as well?
It seems like there are limitations to that. Because one of the things that surprised me that, like, it was just sort of out of sync was by the end of day one, it was really obvious that Cassandra was dating her lawyer.
Yep.
Like, they basically said so in one of their conversations. But it wasn't until, like, late in day two that there was actually a data chunk I could copy over to his dossier and say, like, you know, they're in a relationship. So I had tried earlier on to, like, switch to his profile and start copying stuff over and nothing showed up.
Yeah. Hmm. Like, I was trying to update his picture, and it like, wasn't giving me the option to even do that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some website that was where he showed up.
Yeah. The college, he was a noted alumni at the college.
Oh, right, right.
And I'm like, I'm trying to link that. I'm like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, he's went to that college too. I think that's relevant.
Yeah.
Could be a red herring, could be nothing, but yeah. It's it's a piece of information.
Right.
Overlook nothing, you know. you gotta draw it. I guess this game was done before the meme of you know, the pins and the yarn on the wall.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
So yeah, well, we stalled enough. Where is Steph?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that covers, you know, days 1, 2, and 3. I'm looking forward to see what the, you know. You're lucky, Andrew. You're going to be able to go right from 3 to 4.
Yeah.
Me and Chris here had to wait a week.
Yeah. Well, I played it
all the way through
Monday. Oh. I did it Monday because, you know, I was away all weekend, so I didn't have time.
Gotcha.
For it.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying it. It's probably going to be, it's a short game. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not an epic in any sense.
Right. I feel like if my schedule allowed it, I could play it all in one day.
Yeah. Having no idea how long days 4 and 5 are.
Right. Yeah, I did. Day 2 definitely did feel a little bit longer than day 1. Not like dangerously, but.
Yeah. Shh, Steph's not, we can't talk about it.
Well, that was a great conversation, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, that was my night off.
Love it. Love it. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
We have a new guy on, Andrew.
Hello.
Hey, Andrew. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.
So I am the Andrew who talked to you briefly on Facebook the other day.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yes. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, yeah. So you guys have had a good conversation about...
Come on.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Good. Good. That's great. That's great. Did I, like, catch it at the very end? You guys have, like, you guys are done?
We had kind of, finished a thought, so we were at a good stopping point, but not like we weren't wrapping up. We were just you know like, well, what should we talk about next?
awesome. So you guys liked the first, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to catch up just really quick. So you guys liked the first 3 days?
Yes
Okay.
Yeah, so I only got to play the first 2, but I really enjoyed those, and I'm looking forward to playing more.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. As I said, like, I was a little worried because it's not even like a lot of our games are, but I like the subject matter and I like how they handle it. I think it's very relevant. I don't know if you guys have already talked about that, but I think it's extremely relevant with what's currently going on. Which it was interesting because I was playing it the other day and I was like, oh my God, like this is like happening. So yeah. So that's exciting. Yeah. I'm really excited to play the last 2 days and see how it all comes together and see what happens next, because day 3 ended on quite the kind of like, whoa, what just happened there?
We're curious to see what me and Chris did the same thing. We reported everything as it happened on that particular day, on that particular phone conversation. Now, what did you do?
I mean, I guess I report everything as it happened. I didn't, I think there was, I mean... Okay, so, like, I had a little bit of an issue. At one point, I thought for sure during day 3 that I was going to have to watch you play videos for the rest of the game. Because there was a piece of information, and I think it had to do with her... what was it? Her military service? Oh, it was her military service. And it was, like, you had to choose between the conflicting data of whether her infantry was the mine disposal, or something to do with mines, or whether they were building reinforcements or something. You had to choose between the two conflicting pieces of data. Well, I thought for sure I had already chosen one. Well, I hadn't. But I thought for sure I had. So I was like, there was nothing. I went through all the information because I was like, there's nothing else I can add because it wasn't progressing. And so I went through all the information twice, like everything, all the articles, all the pages. And I was about ready to shoot myself in the head. And I put up a Uplay video of chapter 3. And it got to that part. And they were like, okay, well, let's click this. And I was thinking, did I add that information? I went back. That was the whole problem, was I didn't. So I had like a good half hour of like freaking out and like, oh my gosh, I can't continue. Like, there's no way I can continue. There's no way past this. Then I kind of caught wind somewhere while I was looking up all this videos and stuff, was that you could stop her from getting killed at the end.
Oh no, don't tell us that. I guess maybe if you check, I get, you know, I was fighting over that choice too, and
looking at something.
When I reported that she had the gun, and then however you pronounce his name, was like, all right, well, I'll let the police know that she's armed, and I'm like, should I have said that or not?
Yeah, because there was a point to where you could let the police know something. And then, like, it acted like you could, like, because he was like, I need more information. I need to know what bus stop she's going to. And I was like, I don't know where to find that. Can I find that anywhere? Because I have no idea. And so, but I just let it happen because I was hoping that she would get, I mean, because honestly, I didn't, there wasn't enough information, in my opinion, to accuse her of this bombing. Like, it was, because really the only thing we had, as far as I could tell, was that she, when she heard about the police, she was like, I got to get out of here. That could have been anything.
Well, it was them going to arrest her to bring her in for questioning. So I'm assuming, did you report that she was going out the back door?
I don't think that I did.
Okay. Because both Franco and myself didn't. She ended up dying.
Well, she ended up dying in mine too.
Oh, did she?
So something still went wrong.
As soon as she went out the back door or window or whatever, the stalker shot her.
No. Mine was she got on a bus. Like, she got on a bus.
Yeah, no, soon as she went out the door, she got the stalker got her.
Right.
No.
She was brandishing the gun, and the cops took her out.
No, yeah, see, I didn't say anything about the gun, and she got out. She got to the bus stop with her kid, got to the bus, and, like, her friend is on the phone with her, and, you know, because they were on the bus, all of a sudden she says something like, someone's getting, like, the bus has stopped. Why is the bus stopped? And on the bus, he's walking right back here towards our seat, and then that was the end. Yeah, I mean, that was like all that her friend heard from her was that, you know.
That's a hard kink.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. I didn't know that it could vary.
That doesn't say cops to me. You know.
Yeah. No, for me, it was the stalker had shot her as she was getting out the back window.
Yeah.
Stalker? Yeah. Oh, the hacker?
I guess it was the hacker.
I thought it wasn't the police.
No. Because he said that the police reported that someone got to her.
I'll have to reread that.
Yeah, I had no idea it could.
Andrew, pay attention when you.
I had no idea. This is very important. So much. Yeah, that's crazy.
I guess that's now. Crazy. See, I was hung up on the whole the war record thing. I guess her platoon could have done both, and you had to choose what to report, which is really sucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were definitely times with like reporting the conflicting information where my instinct was like, I care about both of these things.
Yeah.
Like, I want the system to know both of these things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, with the protest in Freedom Plaza, like there was some stuff that implied that Juliet had done most of the planning, and there was some stuff that implied that Harrison had done most of the planning.
Yeah.
And to me, that said, okay, they were both involved in the planning, and they probably had different visions about how it should be, and it's probably the fault of one of them and not both of them that it turned violent and all that.
Yeah.
Right.
But then it was like, okay, well, I can either implicate Juliet or I can implicate Harrison, but not both. So there's not a whole lot of room for nuance in like how you put stuff in the system.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, like, Steph, before you joined us, we had a couple conversations about like having to make concessions for the sake of gameplay. And I think that's one of them where like being able to say, well, this might be interesting, but it's, you know, like, let's give it a score of a 2. It's not that important. Like,
right.
It's hard to manage gameplay wise.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I enjoy giving what's his face some like random information that wasn't useful at all, and he would just flip his lid. He would be like, yeah. "What the heck are you doing?
Come on, there's a bomb threat going on. What are you doing?"
But I want people to know she likes guitar.
Yeah,
come on.
Right, and Cassandra's favorite color is red. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he flipped out. He flipped out when I reported that. He was like, "What are you doing here?"
Yeah, so I might be totally wrong on the way I originally was interpreting the yellows. I thought, I thought that the yellows meant one was true and one was not. You had to figure out which one, you know. But I think now they both might be true, and you have to pick which one is more relevant.
Yeah, that's the way I was treating it, like, these are both pieces of information I have.
Yeah.
And I have to decide which one I want to basically, like, endorse.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was hard because I wanted to say, like, well, I see both of these things. So either of them could be the person lying. Like, I have proof that they said it, but I don't know that that it was true. But, like, they might both matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Franco for a while, and then I kind of caught one. I was like, oh, well, yeah. Yeah, so.
Did you, the other big one was her work record. Did you go with the work record, or that she was told to stay off her feet for like 7 weeks?
I went with, I actually went with the report, because I came across the report before. I just for some reason completely missed that, and so I had reported the before I had gotten to her work records.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you guys do? Did you report her work records?
I reported that she was laid up in bed.
Oh, okay. So she's still okay. So I reported that she was at those three places on those 3 dates.
Yeah.
Which I mean, playing Joe Friday the detective. Yeah, that's more, you know, the you know, motive and then opportunity. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If so I would have the opportunity. Mm-hmm, if I would have saw the work record probably before I reported the medical record, I probably would have reported the work record. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only killer with the yellow ones. You can't change your mind. It's like
her work record. I thought her work record, did it put her there during the bombings, or I thought it told it. I thought it said that. I thought it gave her like a cover that she wasn't there for the bombings.
No, I know at least the first two. She was working at places that where the bombings was that she had subbed in. And then
gotcha.
At the very end of the day 3, now to see, that's the thing. if you did, Chris, did you go back to her computer just before she the phone call comes up, and you see that there was another work entry that got added?
Oh no!
Yeah, and then that placed her at the mall,
right
on that day. So
she specifically requested to sub in for somebody at the mall.
I did get that. Yeah, yeah.
And then you see that she accessed that on her computer. Yeah. If you go back to her computer and look at her web history, you see that she accessed that. I'm like, did she put it in, or was she just looking at it, or maybe that's what freaked her out? You know, or is the hacker doing this? You know, that elusive hacker is messing everything up.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting development between the characters involved. I said that hacker, who knows?
Now, did you get the letter from the professor confirming that they were in on the bombing?
No, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I thought about that after what I said earlier. Yeah, and it did kind of implement that she, or at least, I mean, but
I was like, was this supposed to make me feel better?
I know, but then also, like, I'm just kind of like, well, was he just saying that? Because, like, was he just, you know, how people will send an email just to cover their tail and be like, you know, well, I told you I didn't want it to be like this. You know, because the email was directly to her, right? Or am I wrong?
Yes, it was to her, yeah.
So was it just him being like, you know, I mean, you know, because because there are some people who are really diligent. Like, at least I know, like, with work and stuff, like, you know, anytime that we discuss things at work, like, we're like, send it an email so that way I have physical backup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So was he emailing her out of confession and being like, you know, and actually reprimanding her? Or was he emailing her something physical that if someone was snooping in that, or, you know, or doing, investigating, that they would see, oh, well, he obviously didn't have anything to do with it because he sent this email saying that he didn't want it to turn violent.
Yeah, it's something all to very think about. Confusing.
Something to think about.
Yep.
Because this guy, whatever, I forgot his name. He's
Abraham.
Yes.
He seems a little sly. Seems a little cunning.
Yeah, he disappears for like days, and then all of a sudden he comes back again.
Yeah, he disappears, and then like he, at some points he seems like that he wants to get something started, and then other points like he's kind of like, now guys. Like, when they're having the discussions in the message boards, he's like, guys, calm down. Like, we don't want this to turn violent. And it's like, well, you're the one, like, what are you doing here then? Like,
exactly. Yeah, it's sort of, yeah.
Suspicion that he is really just aware that, at least that's my suspicion, that he's really aware of, like, that his digital presence is probably either now or will be investigated. And like we're doing now, and he wants to seem like he's that he's above it, that he didn't endorse any of this.
Could very well be. That's right. And I just learned a very important thing. I got to be very careful when I send to Stephanie an email. She keeps everything.
It's really interesting. I actually wouldn't mind if I have time. I wouldn't mind going back through the first 3 days because there were a couple times where I was like just dropping in information when I should have been paying a little bit closer attention. But like with the whole medical records thing, but I actually wouldn't mind going back through the first 3 days and just kind of playing through it again and just seeing like, you know, and doing a little, you know, paying a little bit more attention to some things. Yeah.
Hmm. It's interesting now that you mention that because now it refreshes my memory and it's like I'm not justifying my choice, but she had injuries which would be more consistent with her being out in the field and doing things than distributing food at a food bank.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to justify my choice. Or yeah. if there's a relevance to her injuries at all. You know?
But it's crazy how it makes you think about stuff like that, you know, and yes. how it makes you like, you know, it makes you really consider the implications of the, you know, and I think at first, like, I was very kind of, I was like, oh, information, I'm just dropping it in. But then, like, as the game progressed, I was like, I have to be extremely careful with with the information that I choose. Yeah, I really like that. I really like that. I like how it just kind of puts you, it throws you into that kind of role and makes you just involved. And it's such, it's, as I said, like, there's not that much story and it's not really that, you know, and it's such a simple game. It's such a simple setup.
Mm-hmm.
Still, it still manages to keep you, you know, to get you involved and to keep you interested.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a download off of Steam, which was surprising to me. I went to download the game and it was like, I'm expecting, like, because usually, like, my computer is not the best, so it takes games, like, forever to download. Mm-hmm. But it's later. It was like done downloading Orwell, and I was like, "Yes,
yeah,
this is great. This is great." Like
250 megabytes or something.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah. So not processor intensive. So
yeah,
that's always good. But yeah, I'm excited to see how it all comes together. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you guys to play the 3 days?
Couple hours at least. I stopped halfway through to grab dinner, but other than that,
yeah, I'd say a couple hours, a little plus, because I got hung up at the end of day two with the band webpage. But after that, day three was like edge of your seat. That was you started getting the juicy information.
Did day three seem to take a little bit longer to play through than the other 2 days?
I think it was slightly longer than two.
Okay.
But not by a whole lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I definitely felt like I spent longer on day two than I did on day one.
Yeah, day one was a quick tutorial type of thing.
Yeah.
So.
So, like, I think, you know, I haven't done day three yet, but between days one and two, I probably spent about an hour and a half on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I'll expect about an hour or so for day three.
Yeah. I would say so. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It seems shorter because it goes quick because there's a lot of the information picks up. It gets a lot more relevant, more impactful.
Yeah.
Right, and especially like that makes sense because as you hone in on, like, at first you're just kind of saying, okay, well, let's see what we can find. Let's do some surveillance, and you know. The more you narrow it down, the more stuff you can just kind of ignore and throw out. So then it's just like, let's follow this lead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really good. Really good. So it's 9:04, so I'm guessing that it's probably about time to wrap up. Again, sorry it was late.
Well, better late than never.
Yep.
Franco, thank you. but yeah, just there's two more days. I keep wanting to say chapters. There's two more days. Mm-hmm. So days three and four. Four and five. And then the game I think is done. So I have no idea like how long that's going to take to play. I'm guessing probably about the same as days two and three, but I don't know because I haven't played it yet. So.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
It was good to have you, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, well, I will see you guys next week this time. And hopefully, Andrew, you can join us again. And we'll talk about days three and five. And you can talk about, it's four and five. Four and five.
Right.
Three, and we'll see Andrew, since you'll be experiencing it.
And we'll see if Andrew can save Nina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Job, Andrew. You have one job. Do not fail. Do not fail.
No, she's an angel. She's an angel. She works. She's going to become a nun.
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. Have a good week. It's good chatting with you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.